This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Friday, February 10th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. It's Friday, so the weekend is upon us. But before we get those festivities started, let's take a look at the latest in tabletop gaming. The first expansion for the new edition of the War of the Ring board game will be available from Ares Games this September. Lords of Middle-earth will be focused on characters, featuring more cards, miniatures, and action dice, and introducing mechanics related to the use of special action dice connected to the new characters. Among the characters to be featured in Lords of Middle-earth will be Galadriel, Smeagol, and the Balrog, which were present in Battles of the Third Age, the War of the Ring First Edition's expansion, which was published in 2006 by Nexus. It'll also introduce additional new characters which were never fully featured in War of the Ring before, and those will be announced soon. War of the Ring Second Edition was released in December of 2011, and the accessories, the War of the Ring Upgrade Kit and the card box and sleeves, in January of 2012. All of these items are already sold out at the publisher level, but will be reprinted in April at the same time as the international editions of the game, which will be available in German, Italian, Polish, and Spanish. Coming in March from Diamond K Games is Dragon Valley, Rise of Corundia. The game is for 2 to 4 players. At the fringe of the kingdom lies a dangerous valley, known for spawning deadly orcs and dragons. You and the other lords have been charged with completely wiping the valley of all dragon lairs and orc strongholds. As deadly as the task is, if you prove your ability to withstand large onslaughts, you could become the high general of the king's forces before the valley has been conquered. The king will send troops and representatives to aid in your assignment that must be divided among all. Be wary, as some gifts will be the targets of the very creatures you're sworn to destroy. Players divide and select collections of units, upgrades, and enemy units. They compete against each other to repel foul beasts and conquer the places from which they spawn. The main concept of the game is that each player has a keep from which they send archers, knights, and trebuchets to defend and attack. The game sends battering rams, orcs, and dragons. The monsters attack through a narrow mountain pass that opens up to a valley with orc strongholds, towers, and forts. It also has a dragon mountain lair. One player reveals buildings, friendly and enemy units, and special event cards. That player divides the items into equal piles, and the remaining players each select a pile. The person who divided the piles gets the remaining pile. Players then take their turns dealing with the good and bad items that they've received. Points are scored for destroying enemy monster units and successfully completing a siege on enemy territories. Dragon Valley will be available this March from Diamond K Games. Rio Grande has two new games releasing this week, Last Will and Hawaii. Last Will sees players' quest to become the heir to a fortune, while Hawaii challenges players to build the most beautiful village on the island. In Last Will, your rich uncle stated that all his millions will go to the nephew who can enjoy money the most. How did he want to find this out? Each player is given a large amount of money, and whoever can spend it first will be the rightful heir. Visit the most exclusive theaters or eat in the most expensive restaurants. Buy old properties for the price of new ones and sell them as old ruins. Host a huge party in your mansion or on your private boat. Spend like your life depends on it. Spend to become rich. Almost sounds like Brewster's Millions, the game. Then there's Hawaii. The sun, the wide open sea, and a gentle breeze. 5 Hawaiians are enjoying the beach and the sun, and all agree that the most recent choice of chieftain was good and the title well earned. And each brags that next time, he will be the one chosen. To demonstrate their worth, each vows to build the most beautiful village on the island. I'm sure this game sounds about as exciting to you as it does to me. Both games hit the shelves this week from Rio Grande, so be sure to check them out if you're in the mood for a Euro game fix. Victory Point Games is looking for playtesters. Tom Decker's latest in the mountain climbing sports series is Disaster on Kangchenjunga, or K13, for the 13 letters in the name. This is the third installment of Decker's other sports game, Disaster on Everest and Disaster on K2, and they utilize the same system. Disaster on K13 is a 1-2 player game in which you build a team of Chinese and English climbers and attempt to survive the ascent to the steep mountain summit of Kangchenjunga. You'll encounter many dangers along the way, including surviving the cold nights that you'll experience in the ascent. However, there just so happens to be an enemy spy and traitor among your group of experienced climbers, adding further tension to the game. While there are a handful of playtesters already signed up for this game, VPG is looking for a couple of more. Therefore, they're looking for an additional 3 playtesters for this game, and it's first come, first serve. So, what are you waiting for? Playtest Disaster on K13 today. Also, Victory Point Games has announced that the Parsec expansion number 2 is currently on sale. Its title is Nebulas and Nanotechs. Blast off with Sean Young's latest in the Parsec universe with the Parsec expansion kit number 2. There are new hexes, including colorful nebulas, deadly pulsars, and supernova that trigger a special non-planet scoring round, bringing research tokens and credits into play even faster. Rumors abound of mysterious derelict spaceships from a long-forgotten alien race that allow you to get both research and credits from exploring them. Another exciting new feature is the addition of faction cards. These factions allow players a special ability both during and after the game. Each card shows the faction's name, the game bonus, which is given during the playing of the game, and a final scoring round bonus, which gives a bonus during the last scoring round. Will you be part of the Church of Cosmic Enlightenment, Society for Scientific Advancement, or the Hot Rods of the Gods Starship Mods? There are 8 cards, so the mix of factions in a game will always be different. There are plenty of new possibilities in Parsec Expansion Kit number 2, Nebulas and Nanotechs. Do keep in mind, this is an expansion kit, so you must own a copy of Parsec to be able to use it. You can sign up for the playtest or pick up the new Parsec expansion at victorypointgames.com. Wizards of the Coast is going to be releasing a new dual deck. In late March, Venzer vs. Koth will introduce 2 pre-made 60-card decks, great for new and veteran players alike. The Planeswalker Koth from the Metal Plane of Moradin sought help when his world darkened. He traveled to Dominaria to enlist allies and meet fellow Planeswalker Venzer. When Venzer recognized the threat to Koth's world was none other than Phyrexia, he knew that the only hope for Moradin was to find its maker. But that would mean forsaking its people in the meantime. Koth would rather die than turn his back on his fellow Mirans, but Venzer all but knew they would die anyway if they failed to reach Karn, his former mentor and creator of Mirrodin. 2 planeswalkers, 1 goal, 2 very different methods. Recreate the struggle to lead the way to Mirrodin's salvation. And finally, this weekend brings the return of The Walking Dead on AMC this Sunday. But all is not well in the land of the unliving. Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman is being sued by longtime collaborator and childhood friend Michael Anthony Tony Moore, who earned 2 Eisner Awards for his work on The Walking Dead, and says he was duped into signing away his interest in the lucrative zombie property in 2005 when Kirkman came to him and told him there was a big TV deal on the table, but that the deal couldn't be completed unless Moore assigned all his interest in The Walking Dead and other works to Kirkman. In return for signing the agreement, Moore was to receive 60% of the comic book publishing net proceeds for The Walking Dead, as well as the comic proceeds for a project known as Brit, as well as 20% of potential motion picture rights for The Walking Dead and Brit, plus 50% of the motion picture net proceeds from Battle Pope. I can't honestly imagine somebody making a movie out of Battle Pope. The conservatives' heads would explode just by looking at the comic. Imagine putting it on the screen. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Moore contends that, quote, he hasn't received much revenue from Kirkman or his company and has never been allowed access to the company's books and records in accordance with the reporting obligations of the agreement, end quote. Moore did indeed work with Kirkman on Battle Pope and The Walking Dead. He began as the chief interior artist on The Walking Dead, and though he ceased penciling the interiors of the comic after issue 6, he did continue to create covers for the series through issue 24, and he also provided the covers for the first 4 collected volumes of The Walking Dead trade paperbacks. Moore received an Eisner Award in 2004 for his work on The Walking Dead, and another Eisner as best cover artist for his work on The Walking Dead in 2005. In recent recent years, Moore has co-created several other projects, including The Exterminators with Simon Oliver, which is published by Vertigo Comics, and Fear Agent with Rick Remender, which is published by Dark Horse Comics. The Walking Dead TV series, which is currently the highest-rated series on basic cable, and The Walking Dead graphic novels are the best-selling comic book collections in both the direct and bookstore markets. So what's in contention here are rights to a comic book property that is of a different order of magnitude in terms of its earning potential than all but the top handful of comic properties. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Moore's suit alleges causes of action for promissory fraud, breach of written contract, breach of implied covenant of good faith, and fair dealing. Kirkman's attorney told The Hollywood Reporter that Moore's case is totally frivolous. Mr. Moore is owed no money at all, and Mr. Moore's contract has an attorney's fees clause in it, so we will be going after him to collect attorney's fees. We are taking this matter very seriously. This latest rights dispute demonstrates once again how difficult it can be to assign the rights of ownership in a collaborative medium. Whose contribution is worth more? The writer who has the original idea, or the artist who realizes and fleshes out those concepts on the page? And that's ignoring other contributors like the editors who help hone and shape the narrative concepts, and the inkers and colorists who are often as responsible for much of a book's look as the artist. These are not simple matters to determine, and this dispute over The Walking Dead demonstrates that these thorny problems can arise in the context of a company that was founded by artists who broke away from the mainstream corporate comic culture, in large part because they wanted to avoid the tyranny of work for hire and retain the rights to their creations. I'll be keeping my eye on what goes on with this lawsuit because I'm very interested in how this all plays out. That's it for today. Elliot will be hosting on Monday, and I will be back on Tuesday. But until then, have a fantastic weekend, everyone. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.